This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Battle lines were drawn across America's political landscape Sunday over the replacement of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her death on Friday silenced the court's best-known liberal voice. Ginsburg's death also raises the possibility of a 6-3 conservative majority on the bench. The vacancy came weeks before the November 3rd general election that will decide whether President Donald Trump gets a second term in office and what the political balance of Congress will be. How and when the vacancy on the court is filled will have immediate political impact and could leave a permanent imprint on how the Senate functions and America is governed. Conservatives, eager at the prospect of a third Trump-nominated high court justice, cheered Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's pledge late Friday that Trump's eventual pick will receive a vote on the floor of the United States Senate. McConnell did not give a timeline for the vote. The Conservative Heritage Foundation's political arm, Heritage Action, said in a statement, President Trump and Senate Republicans have worked hard to overturn decades of liberal activism in our court system, and they should not falter now. Meanwhile, liberal groups and Democrats girded for battle. Veteran Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy told National Public Radio that McConnell's announcement is entirely political. He said, quote, I've never seen political hypocrisy at this level. He added, it is going to stain the Supreme Court. Leahy said in a letter to the chairman of the Senate Judicial Committee that considering a nominee before the next inauguration would be, in his words, wholly inappropriate. Republicans have a 53-47 Senate majority, which means they can approve a nominee with a simple majority with only 3 defections from the party. VOA News. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple Incorporated and Alphabet Incorporated's Google to remove Chinese-owned messaging app WeChat for downloads by late Sunday. U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit have made a valid argument that the WeChat block is unconstitutional. On Friday, the Commerce Department had issued an order citing national security grounds to block the app from U.S. app stores owned by Tencent Holdings. The Justice Department urged Beeler not to block the order. The U.S. Commerce Department did not immediately comment on Beeler's decision. WeChat has had an average of 19 million daily active users in the United States. It's popular among Chinese students, Americans living in China, and some Americans who have personal or business relationships in China. A senior U.S. official says the United States on Monday will sanction more than 24 people and entities involved in Iran's nuclear, missile, and conventional arms programs. The move puts muscle behind U.N. sanctions on Tehran that Washington argues have resumed despite the opposition of allies and adversaries. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the U.S. official said Iran could have enough material for a nuclear weapon by the end of the year and that Tehran has resumed long-range missile cooperation with nuclear-armed North Korea. He did not provide detailed evidence. The new sanctions come a week after U.S. brokered deals for the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to normalize ties with Israel. These are pacts that may draw together a wider coalition against Iran while appealing to pro-Israel U.S. voters ahead of the November 3rd election. And COVID-19 infections continue their rapid spread. The number of cases has surpassed 30.8 million. According to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, the U.S. remains the country with the most infections. Recent growth in U.S. cases in the South, Southwest, and Midwest is being attributed to the reopening of schools and colleges. A 4-day motorcycle rally has Missouri and other states bracing for an outbreak. Last year, over 100,000 people attended the Bike Fest Lake of the Ozarks event. The annual event in central Missouri began Wednesday. It ends on Sunday. The U.S. set a one-day record with over 1 million coronavirus diagnostic tests being performed, but the country needs 6 million to 10 million per day to bring outbreaks under control, according to various experts, and that record was set on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.